It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, Tarncast. It's the Tarncast, Tarncast. This is the Tarncast, Tarncast. The Tarncast, the Tarncast.
Hey. Welcome to the Tarncast. I can't even say it myself. Tarncast. Welcome to that, the Tarncast. I'm a very special guest, Todd Robert Anderson. I'm enjoying a beer to try to calm myself down. I was on my way to an audition a few hours ago, and I was on a Vine in Los Angeles and Hollywood, and I was obeying the speed limit. I was in the left lane, headed south, and some woman from the OC rammed her car into the side of my car. I was late for the audition, of course, because I needed to exchange information. She, at one point, questioned whose fault it might have been. I said, I'm pretty sure if I was going the speed limit and driving in a straight line and you switched lanes and rammed into me, that was your fault. So that's that there. But she was frazzled, so she probably wasn't trying to scam me. But I have been tricked in the past by trying to be cool about something. You know, a guy said, hey, can we not involve insurance companies? And I said, sure. So we did it personally. And then he was a total jerk about what he was willing to fix and how much he was willing to spend. So I got all her insurance information. So we'll see. We'll see, how it works out. I got all our information, but I said, look, I'll get you a couple estimates and, you know, you can send me money, or I'll call your insurance company if you don't. It's just, it's a big dent in the side of my car, but the car still runs. Everything's fine. It was just, you know, it's a fender bender. So anyway, but that, like, when that happens, you're just in a special place. You're just kind of thinking about getting your head right for your audition so you do a good job, and someone slams into you and life, you know, comes into focus or whatever, and then all of a sudden it's out of focus because you're like, oh man, now I got a hassle with going to auto body shops, and I don't trust this stranger, and now so, you know, I'm not super happy about that development, but I was only about 5 minutes late to the audition, despite the fact that I called ahead and said, I don't know, I'm going to be late. I don't know how late I'm going to be, but I'm going to be late. And they told me, hey, you know, if you're not all right, you can come back in the afternoon. And I was like, no, I want to do this now. It was just a fender bender. If I leave and come back, that's just going to make stuff work not as well, I think. It's just going to all, like, go away and then come back in a few hours. And I couldn't do that. So I went in. It was good. I actually had fun. You know, it's a sketch show, sketch comedy show. I like sketch comedy. So it was fun to do. I feel like I did a good job. I feel good about my work. And that's, you know, all an actor can hope for when it comes out of an audition. And, you know, if they don't hire me, that's on them. But I hope they do. Because, you know, I like working. So speaking of working and acting, I thought I'd read a couple of fan letters. Beer. Oh, something about a cold beer that just, you know, sets your mind right and calms you down. I don't know what that is. It feels good, though. It's only 2 in the afternoon. But I feel like it's okay because someone just slammed into my car. I feel it's okay. But maybe it's not. It doesn't really matter. What does matter is that I'm going to read you some fan mail. Now, I have a website. www.toddrobertanderson.com. And there's a link you can click where you can contact me. You can send me emails. And I only get one kind of email on my website. And it's these people from other countries in general. I've gotten a couple where people are asking me how they can get my book. And unfortunately, there's no way for people who aren't in the United States to get my book because of whatever they're publishing law. I don't understand that stuff. I self-published, and I'd love people in other countries to be able to read it. But if you can't order it through Amazon, I don't know what to tell you. But in any event, I get a lot of these, most of the fan letters, we'll call them that, that I've gotten are the same. And I, for a while, I was filing them and collecting them, but then I stopped because, and a couple of times I actually did. So in general, it's people asking me to send signed headshots to them. And you know, I'm not a dick. I'll send headshots, but the fact is sending headshots costs a lot of money. And these people aren't sending me money to cover postage or anything. They're just sort of demanding that I send headshots. Let me read you this first one. This is from someone named Vladimir. And Vladimir writes, for Todd Robert Anderson. Hello, dear Todd Robert. You wrote Vladimir from Russia. I live in Siberia in Novosibirsk and have a very expensive hobby and good that I want to tell you. For 12 years, I collect autographs of famous people for their amazing album, Famous People. Hobby I love, I cherish it very much. I am truly happy when I get an autograph from a famous person. For me, this is happiness. I want to ask you a huge request to send to me your autograph as a keepsake, which will take its place in my album. I'll be very grateful and thankful if you reply to my request. I'm going to wait for your autograph. Thank you very much. I wish you all the best and good luck. You health, happiness, and every success and good luck. Heat and peace to your home. Tragically, I have no opportunity to send you an envelope with a return address or a mark because of the severe financial situation. Excuse me, please. With great respect to you and best regards, Vladimir. My address for your answer. And then he gives an address and says, thank you very much. So that's Vladimir's fan letter demanding that, or not demanding, but asking. And it, by the way, every sentence in this, it ends with an exclamation point until the very end, where every sentence ends with two exclamation points. I have no idea if this is a scam, but I get a lot of these things. Vladimir, if you're listening, I apologize. My financial situation isn't great either, but I appreciate your good wishes. Maybe if you send out a lot of these emails, you might want to, consult someone who has a better command of, grammar in the English language, because there's a lot of mistakes. Lot of mistakes in this particular email, but I appreciate, also he keeps referring to me, Vladimir, you keep referring to me as famous. Not exactly that. Somewhat recognizable, vaguely recognizable. But not, I don't think that qualifies as fame. But thanks for your interest. I will not be sending, you my autograph. Maybe if you're having trouble with the heat in Siberia, you should take all these autographs you have and put them in the fireplace and burn them for warmth. It's just an idea, because otherwise they're really not doing you any good. The next fan letter comes from someone named Elke Stashowiak. Stashowiak? Stashowiak. And by the way, when I'm reading this, I'm not screwing it up. I'm reading you exactly how it's written. So this one says, dear Mr. Anderson, I am a very great admirer of your. Please send me three original autographs of yours. Many thanks in advance for your trouble and help. The best wishes to you and your family for the future, and may all your dreams come true. I am looking forward to your early reply. That's yours sincerely, Elke Stashewiak, and Sandra, and Britta, and Detlef. And then they have an address in Germany. That I am looking forward to your early reply. That sounds oddly passive aggressive, I think. But at least it was a shorter email, slightly better written than the last one. But three autographs? I mean, I wonder what this is about, because I get so many of these things. Like, for example, here's one I received a while back from a guy named Kluss. Dear Mr. Todd Robert Anderson, I am a big fan of yours for a very long time. Therefore, I would be very happy if you could send me two signed photos. I would be delighted if you would fulfill my wish. Thanks in advance for your kindness. Good luck and best wishes for the future success. I'm sorry. It says success in everything you do. Success may always be at your side. Yours sincerely, Marina Kluss. Also a German person. Two signed photos. That's so specific. There's something going on here. It seems weird. Or three autographs. What is happening? Are they taking autographs and photographs and stealing identities, these people? Are they preying on poor, struggling actors all over the world trying to scam them out of money they don't have? Or are these genuinely weird shut-ins who actually want two signed pictures from one guy? Or are they taking them and they file them away, and if you do get famous, then they put them on eBay for a ludicrous amount of money? You know, what's going on? What's going on? Here's one from Gunther Opeltz. Dear Todd Robert Anderson, I'm a great admirer and fan of you, and also a great fan of your books. I would therefore be very happy if you can send me two autographed photos from you. Can you personalize once of them? Thank you very much. I would be very pleased if you could fulfill my wish. Many thanks in advance for your kindness. I wish you all the best for the future. Success may always be at your side. I wish you a happy new year 2012. Yours sincerely, Gunther Opeltz. Wow, Gunther. Yeah, no, I'm not going to fulfill your wish. But I hope you had a happy new year in 2012. That's an old one. I stopped collecting these a ways back. And for a while, a ton of them came in. Just a ton of them. And then they kind of stopped. And then, you know, basically every time I book a job or one of my national commercials starts airing a lot, suddenly I'll get inundated with these again. And it's very interesting. I just wonder what the angle is. I mean, because, you know, I don't really think that these people are a long time in my, I mean, maybe they are. I mean, that's nice, but why are no one from the United States? In the beginning, I got a few from the United States, and I actually sent pictures to those people. You know, I signed the pictures differently than I do, you know, my financial records and whatnot. So, they couldn't rip me off. But I'm not sending them overseas. You know how expensive that is? And honestly, it's expensive to pay for pictures. If I was super famous, sure. Yeah, I'd do something along those lines. Mm-hmm. Mm. Ah, it's a Newcastle. It's brown ale. Did Newcastle used to be nut brown ale? I swear to God, they used to call it nut brown ale. But I think maybe they just changed it to brown ale because nut brown ale makes you think of gross stuff. You know what I mean? But it is a tasty beverage. Here's another one. It's from, Otto Mp, also Russian. The subject line just says autographs. And here's the, I'll do my best to read this. Hell, my name is Sergey. I live in Russia in city N. Novgorod. Our city very small, and on it for me a great honor to write to you.
I am very much the great admirer of your activity. In our city, there is a fan club of your name. Very much I ask you to send me by mail your photo and your autograph. Very much it would be desirable that the autograph nominal on my name. This is you will make me the happiest man. Please, after all, very not to be easy during our heavy time, the happy man. Very much I... Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's rude. Very much I hope for you. I wish you creative successes and health. With the big respect and hope, Sergei Efremov. And then he encloses his, adds his address to the bottom of the email. There's a fan club. I have a fan club in North Novgorod. That's exciting. I have not heard of this. Do they have a website? If you listen to this, Serge, you know, shoot my website another email and give me a link to that fan club. If I have a fan club, I want to know about it. All right. All right, here we go. This one's from... The address is Giggling Wolf Pup. Oh, it's really simple. Oh, this is someone from the States. I'm a huge fan of yours and was wondering if I could please receive an autographed photo. Thanks so much in advance for your consideration. My address is as follows. Allison Thelen. Hey, Allison. Yeah, I'm not going to send you an autographed photo because it's expensive and I don't have a lot of money. But if you're ever in LA and you run into me, you can ask me. I'll give you an autograph. I'll be tickled pink. I autograph things at least once or twice a year. Usually by people who know me and are being cute. But, you know, obviously I'm willing to do it. However, the expense of sending photographs all around the world, I don't make enough money. Like I say, if I was rich, if I was even a series regular, you know, like I remember people had Eric Estrada, signed Eric Estrada headshots when I was a kid. That seemed pretty awesome. And I get that. And if I was making that kind of money, I would reach out and, you know, send things to people. Not three. I think that's ridiculous. But, you know, I would do something. Sure. Pow! I like that beer. There's something you'll never hear Mark Maron say. Oh, I got more than one from this Kluss. Here's another one from Kluss. Dear Mr. Todd Robert Anderson, I'm a great admirer and fan of you. I would therefore be very happy, comma, if, capitalized, you could send me two handwritten pictures of you. I would be very pleased if you could fulfill my wishes. Many thanks in advance for your kindness. I wish you all the best with it. So that's kind of, that seems like it's almost a form fan email demanding things. Here's one from Bjorn Forster from Deutschland. Hallo, Todd Robert Anderson. Ich bitte zwei Autogramm und würde mich über eine Zusendung sehr freuen. My Dutch is rusty. Would you please send me two autographs? So most of this is in a language I don't speak. And then at the end it says, would you please send me two autograph and signature? Thank you, Bjorn. What is this stuff, you guys? And there's so many. I've got so many of them that I saved for reasons beyond me. And then I was like, hey, I should read some. You know, like this one's simple. Hi, Todd. My name is Anton. I am the biggest your fan. Please send me your autograph. I don't know. I guess there are autograph collectors all over the world. I was never an autograph person. I was always more like, I don't want their autograph. I want to work with that guy. Or I want to work with that lady. You know? A signature? What good does that do me? What good does it do anyone, really? Unless you're stealing identities. I don't know. Anyway, those are some fan letters. I hope you enjoyed it. It was nice talking to you. This has been the Toncast Fan Letter Edition. I'll see you next week. I mean, I'll talk to you next week, and I'm not actually going to see you or hear you because, as you know, podcasts just go in one direction. But thanks for listening. You guys are the greatest. Absolute greatest. I love you guys. But please, if you're from the OC and you're a lady in Hollywood for the day, just be careful when you're changing lanes. Just be careful. It's simply you look, you check your side view and your blind spot before you make your turn. Because there may be a Honda Civic there, and you don't want to hit it. You don't. Watch yourself, OC lady.